It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're going to talk about something that has the power to shape your entire day: setting daily intentions. When we wake up in the morning, our minds often go straight into autopilot. I don't know about you, but that's definitely the case with me. We think about all the things we have to do, what might go wrong, or what's stressing us out. But what if, instead of letting the day control us, we started each day with a clear intention for how we want to show up? This is the practice of setting daily intentions. Now, for me, the first thing I do when I wake up is mindfulness meditation. Second is a gratitude meditation. And third is set my daily intention. Daily intentions are like a mental roadmap for your day. They're not the same as goals or tasks, which focus on specific outcomes or achievements. Instead, an intention is about how you want to approach the whole day, what mindset or energy you want to carry with you. Think of it as planting a seed in your mind in the morning that grows throughout the day, guiding your actions and thoughts. Intentions are powerful because they help align your actions with your values. Rather than just going through the motions or reacting to whatever happens, you move through the day with purpose and mindfulness. It's important to distinguish between goals and intentions. A goal might be something like, I want to finish my project by 5 p.m. That's an outcome-oriented and that focuses on getting something done. Goals are great for helping you achieve specific things, but they don't always shape how you feel or how you show up in the process. An intention, on the other hand, is more about how you want to approach your goal or your day. For example, your intention might be, I want to stay calm and focused while I work on this project. It's not about the outcome. It's about your mindset and the energy you bring to the task. Setting a daily intention can transform your day in several ways. Number one, clarity. When you set an intention, you create a clear focus for your day. It helps cut through the noise of daily distractions and keeps you anchored in what matters most. Number two, alignment with values. Intentions connect you to your values. If kindness, patience, or mindfulness is important to you, setting an intention helps you live in alignment with those values, even when things get tough. Number two, mindfulness. Intention keeps you present. Throughout the day, you can return to your intention whenever you feel yourself drifting into stress, distraction, or negativity. It's like having a mental compass that guides you back to the present moment. Number four, empowerment. Rather than letting the day happen to you, setting an intention puts you in the driver's seat. You decide how you want to feel and act, regardless of external circumstances. So now that we've talked about why intentions are so powerful, let's dive into how you can start incorporating this practice into your life. Number one, start your day with mindfulness. Before you reach for your phone or start thinking about your to-do list, take a moment to sit quietly and center yourself. You might do a brief breathing meditation, even if it's only 1 minute, or just sit in silence for a few minutes. This helps clear your mind and creates the space to set an intention. Number two, reflect on how you want to feel or show up. Ask yourself, how do I want to feel today? Or what kind of energy do I want to bring to my day? This can be as simple as wanting to stay calm, be kind to others, or approach challenges with a sense of curiosity. Number three, keep your intention short and simple. Your intention should be easy to remember and repeat to yourself throughout the day. Something like, I'll be patient with myself, or I'll approach everything with curiosity works well. Number four, write it down or say it aloud. Writing your intention down can make it more concrete, and saying it aloud helps you internalize it. You might even place a sticky note somewhere visible as a reminder throughout the day. Or I type it up in my phone, and then check it throughout the day. That's what number five, check in with your intention during the day. Intentions are meant to guide you throughout your day, so don't just set it in the morning and forget about it. Check in with yourself periodically, maybe during breaks or meals, and remind yourself of your intention. If you find yourself feeling stressed or distracted, return to your intention to reground yourself. Number 6, set your daily intention as a question. One technique I love is to frame your intention as a question. For example, instead of saying, I'll be kind today, you could ask yourself, how many more ways can I continue to be kind today even more? The mind naturally seeks answers to questions, so framing it this way helps keep your intention active throughout the day in your subconscious. Number 7, be kind to yourself. If you find that you stray from your intention throughout the day, don't be hard on yourself. The goal isn't perfection, it's progress. Simply notice when you've drifted and gently guide yourself back to your intention. Let's look at an example of an intention. Maybe you have a busy day ahead with a lot of deadlines. Your intention might be, I will remain calm and focused throughout the day, no matter what comes up. And you might then write that as a question. How many more ways can I remain calm and focused throughout the day, no matter what comes up? Whenever you feel stressed or overwhelmed, you can return to that intention, take a deep breath, and refocus. Or if your day involves a lot of interaction with others, you might set an intention like, how many ways can I continue to be kind and compassionate in all of my interactions even more? This intention can guide how you respond to others, even when you're feeling tired or frustrated. So if this is what you'd like to work on, you might make today's daily intention, how many more ways can I continue to stay present and mindful in each moment even more? This intention will help you stay grounded and focused throughout your day. Daily intentions are a simple but powerful way to bring mindfulness into your life. By setting an intention each morning, you create a mental roadmap for how you want to show up, no matter what the day brings. Remember, it's not about controlling everything that happens. It's about guiding your thoughts and actions with purpose and clarity. And that's all I have for today. I do hope you've found some valuable insights into how setting daily intentions can help you stay focused, present, and aligned with your values. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or what your values are, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. And soon you'll also be able to, or maybe even now, you can check out the It's Now Again app, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your daily intention setting practice. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.